Hey everyone, and welcome into a special release, Dad Joke Spectacular. Today is National Dad Joke Day, and we know we have to celebrate with some of JB's famous dad jokes. Now, settle in. Let's go. Cue the intro. So this is our spectaculific dad joke.
Spectaculoso-licious
dad
expialidocious.
Joke. Expialidocious episode. So we're going to go over our best bad jokes of our recorded episodes so far.
My jokes are amazing.
And then JB, with his amazing joke, power, is going to come back and try to break my will. My spirit and all that is good within me.
Like a Kit Kat.
Give me a break, JB. So watch these clips.
Yeah, enjoy.
And we'll be right back, y'all.
Also, at some point, I will drink out of one of my Kitty Cat glasses that James got me for Christmas.
That is delightful.
It is for the perfect pour of whiskey.
Mm. We are now at our quota of those jokes for the entire season. We're just done. It's just
the problem with the Stormtrooper decanter is I miss all my shots.
Wow. Apparently there's quality Star assurance. Wars. Yes. Unlike the bottle and bond quality assurance, we do not have quality assurance on this podcast. Clearly, you know, some, like JB said, uniqueness to it. A lot of people do it. But this is kind of, we'll be doing it with purpose.
You said do.
I have a lot of duties, JB. I have a lot of duties. I like to pass my duties down.
So. I have pastoral duties.
With me, of course, is my co-host, my good friend, my partner in crime, my master of disaster, Robert, the goat herder whistler.
That is a long and very strange intro. Thank you, JB. excited to be here. Go ahead.
I need you to be honest with our listeners. Are you actually a goat herder?
I'm not a goat herder. No.
You don't herd goats?
I don't herd goats.
I herd goats.
You herd goats. When did you herd said goat?
Well, they go bah.
I think we talked about this a few episodes ago that those were not jokes that were allowed.
You know, with getting a house, usually, like, there's housewarming presents. I'm sure you got a couple. As you moved in, I know you got something from your realtor.
We did.
So, my question to you, Rob, is, and I'm not asking about like presents that you personally received, but what do you think is the best housewarming present that you could get? What is the best housewarming present?
Yeah, I think something personal, right? Something that really tells the person that you know them and that you want their space to reflect them, I think is a good gift.
That's a good housewarming present.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
It's not the best.
Okay. What is the best?
I think that the best housewarming present is a furnace.
Mm-hmm. I saw that comment.
Yeah. So anyways, how about that, Rob?
That's going to be cut. So, yeah. again, our dad joke quota for the...
We exceeded.
Always. We always exceed expectations, JB.
That's right. I'm glad you asked, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, I recall our last episode, I didn't give the fans what they wanted.
You didn't.
And that was, I was supposed to drink out of the kitty cat.
We got the kitty cat glass. Outstanding.
My son, James, who was recently sick...
Mm-hmm.
He got these for me for Christmas because I thought they were the coolest thing. I just thought they were hilarious. And so I figured that I could have the perfect pour of whiskey out of this this cup. But
retiring that phrase.
You really aren't a horse whisperer. I just want to clarify
you don't know me.
Well, the only reason I brought up horses today at our church. Why are you sighing, Rob? I'm trying to be serious for a minute.
Okay, so before you say anything, I just have to say nay.
Oh, No.
No.
Rob, I'm trying to be serious. All right. You just...
Let's bring it. So, let's bring the seriousness.
So, no, at our church recently, we had a missionary Sunday. And one of the missionary groups was, they have this horse ministry where they not only rescue horses, but they do ministry through, you know, I think they teach people riding and they have this farm. And so they have this wonderful ministry. And I'm sorry, but I forget the name of the ministry. But as I was reading about it, I started to become kind of super obsessive about it because it was really cool. They're saving horses and they're doing ministry. And I think one of the things that drew me in was they named some of the horses after Lord of the Ring characters.
Nice.
But I started to get super obsessed with this idea of a horse rescue. You know, they just wanted to give horses a home, and I thought it was super cool, and I started to obsess about it. And so, you know, I deal with an anxiety disorder, and so I went to my doctor to make sure this wasn't like an obsessive compulsive thing, because mm-hmm. I got really mm-hmm. into it. Like, I started doing a lot of research, and I told the doctor, I was like, I'm super obsessed about this thing where they're giving horses homes, and you know, I'm completely focused on it. And the doctor said, you know, you're fine. You know, it has nothing to do with your anxiety, or it's not an obsessive compulsive thing. You know, it's actually normal for people to have compassion for animals. And he said, you know, I'm just going to list your status as stable.
That's what I was new. Yeah. Again, nay. I even gave you a preemptive nay, and that still happened.
All right.
Give this one a go. This was actually, JB and I talked about housewarming gifts a little bit on the last episode, and this was a housewarming gift. So
yes,
I figured it was apt to break it out today.
Now, wait a second. I didn't get a housewarming gift.
Go for it.
John already knows this one because I hit him with it while we were in Kentucky. Let's see if he remembers. What is the best housewarming gift, John?
I don't remember, but this is going to be interesting. Share it with me again.
Nay.
Nay. A furnace.
A furnace. That's right.
It's the best housewarming gift. So
as I've been walking around the Galt House,
mm-hmm.
I've been watching people. You know, some people have taken the escalator up to their room.
Yep.
Some people have taken the stairs mm-hmm. up to their room. We've been using the elevator a lot.
Predominantly.
To get up to our rooms. And that's made me realize one thing.
Yes, JB, what is it? What has that made you realize?
We are all raised differently.
Yes, yes, we are. Some of us are raised to tell horrible jokes at all times, and that would be JB.
Yeah!
Outstanding. Well, that was a good setup. We have taken the stairs a few times.
We did.
Sometimes out of necessity.
Yeah, out of necessity. It's the step we had to take.
God, how did I walk into that? Nah. That's fantastic. So we're going to transition away from that for a minute.
But it's not so low or so hot that you can't enjoy. I mean, you can enjoy this year round.
So low.
You can enjoy this, you know, pretty much year round. It's not overly hot or overly shallow, I guess. That's not really the best descriptor, but hey, you know, we're going to roll with it.
It's so low, you could enjoy it with Jabba.
There you go. And we thought we wouldn't have any dad jokes.
And look at that shirt, man.
Woo. I know. It's salmon, I believe, that the kids are calling it these days.
No, that's salmon is a fish.
Salmon.
That's a shirt. What do you think a salmon skin shirt would look like? Like, you know,
scaly.
People use like,
it would look scaly.
You know, cowhide is leather, and
mm-hmm.
you know, people do snake skin boots.
Wouldn't people it be do sweet do that.
To have you said do that.
you're really laying that down thick, much like the mouthfeel.
Leia. I mean.
Oh, so I'm getting a little bit.
Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I do dad jokes at the beginning of the episode.
You do, and we didn't let you
this
get
episode
out.
In the past episode, I have not done dad jokes
so at the beginning dad of joke the episode. Deficiency is what
and
you're
so it's been a pent up dad joke issue.
We don't need JB pent up dad joke issue.
We you know, in doing Kairos recently, mm-hmm. you know, we had a little bit of flurries. And so with this week with you know, the low 80s and the sun's been out. You know, my wife got to get out and go hiking yesterday. Nice. Gorgeous weather. So I've been very happy to have this wonderful weather, because you're always flexing on me with your warm North Carolina weather. My wife is very happy for the warm weather because she gets to go out hiking. She loves to get out into nature and go hiking. But I also know that the trees are very happy about this weather. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very, now that, you know, it's like spring and getting summer, they're very relieved.
Yeah.
So anyways, like, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe. I mean, you want to support us on Patreon for more content like that.
That's great content right there.
It's rare. Wah, wah. So JB, I had some of this the other night. Did Mr. Squirrely Fingers steal some he was holding it?
Mr. Squirrely Fingers is quite the alcoholic. As a matter of fact, when he gets drinking, he just goes nuts. You open the door. You open the door. I just walked through, getting honey.
Yeah.
Not like honey boo boo, but like honey like from the bear jar.
Honey. Oh, okay. Honey BB. Yeah. Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed as best you could.
As best you could.
JB's bad.
That was amazing.
It was, I mean, it was something
spectacular.
Spectaculous. The doso espialidocious. Terrible. So we're gonna dive in. We're gonna share a pour. Hang on. We're gonna
share paper.
Like paper. So we're going to enjoy a pour while JB tries to break my will to live or ever record again. So JB, can you show them what we're gonna pour in honor?
Special bottle.
It is the old dad joke 114. slightly modified from what you're used to seeing. But hey.
Someone said would say it's a grand dad joke.
And before we go into this on a very special episode of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. Well, cheers. All right, so.
So the cool thing is, I've been here in North Carolina with Rob.
So is this the beginning of the dad joke, or are you actually just introing?
Oh, come on, man. I've been excited to be here, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we drove overnight Tuesday night, got here early Wednesday morning. You know, I got a lot of stuff to do back at the church when I get back. I was looking at my schedule, things I got on the calendar, and I'm afraid for my calendar, Rob.
Why are you afraid for your calendar?
Its days are numbered.
That's didn't hit me, so we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep going.
I believe I have a point now.
Do you have have you ever seen the record player made out of chocolate?
I've not. What about the record player made out of chocolate?
It plays really sweet, brother. No?
Silky smooth. What else do you have, my friend?
Well, you know, we have a dog. Her name is Nikki. She is a golden retriever Labrador mix. She's very smart. Intelligent dog.
Yeah.
I asked her what 2 - 2 was. She said nothing.
Wow. That's a smart dog. She may have EB. So what else?
I consider that a laugh.
Oh, come on now. All right. What else we
want
got?
For me?
All right.
You know where you got to learn how to make a banana split, Rob?
Where do you go to learn how to make
a banana split? You should know this. You're an elder. You go to Sunday school.
Oh, wah, wah.
No. We were down by the lake yesterday.
Yes, we were.
A lot of trees out by the lake. I don't trust those trees.
Why do you not trust the trees?
Because they're very shady.
They are shady. Shady is a good thing in this respect. Wow. All right, what else we got?
So I got fired from the canned juice company the other day.
Okay.
I got fired because I couldn't concentrate.
Oh, man.
Do you know corduroy pillows are in style now?
Are they?
They're making headlines. No.
I mean, you got a smirk out of the headlines.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you that. But what else you got?
I had a neck brace fitted last year. I haven't looked back since.
Wow.
And here's the thing. On this dad joke special, if you are not a dad, it is inappropriate to make a dad joke. It's considered a faux pas.
Wow. I like that one though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing was, I was gonna tell you a time traveling joke.
Yeah.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like. Dang it! I'm a jerk.
I have a friend. Anytime I have something bad going on, he always says, "Cheer up. Keep your chin up. Could be worse. You could be stuck in a hole in the ground." And I know he means well.
Hmm. All right, that we got. Oh. Yes. He does mean well. Wow.
Wow. I got fired from the calendar factory.
Okay, you get fired a lot of these jokes.
I do. You know why?
Why?
Because I took a couple days off.
Yeah. And so goes February.
You know, all this controversy surrounding Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. We could call it Elon Gate, but that's kind of a stretch.
Mm.
And the thing is, I'm only familiar with 25 letters of the English alphabet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. That's too bad.
Three-legged dog walked into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw."
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
what you're dealing with.
I mean, that is the quality.
There's a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
After a very unsuccessful harvest,
okay,
he decided to get into music.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had a ton of sick beats.
Mm. All right. Sick beats.
Well, this morning,
mm-hmm,
my Siri said, "Don't call me Shirley." The problem was, I left it in airplane mode.
Wow. That one's rough. That one's rough.
It's got layers to it.
Yeah, like a rotten onion. All right, go ahead.
If a pig loses his voice,
mm-hmm,
does it become disgruntled?
Yes.
Or is it very gruntled?
Mm.
I was playing chess with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, "Let's make it interesting." So we quit playing chess.
All of our chess players, I apologize for what JB has done to your glorious, glorious sport.
The other day, I had parked downtown,
mm-hmm,
and somebody complimented me on my parking. It was amazing. They left a note on my car that said, "Parking fine."
That's fantastic.
Not to brag, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
But I made six figures last year.
Did you?
But I also got voted worst employee at the toy factory.
Oh, man. Buddy the Elf. Cotton Eddie Muggins.
I went to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He told me I'm starting to go deaf.
What?
That news was very hard to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I once saw a one-handed man, mm-hmm, in a secondhand store. So I straight up told him, they don't have what you're looking for.
I didn't even get to the punchline on that one, so that's...
Cop pulled me over.
Okay.
As he's writing the ticket,
yep,
he starts bawling. Bawling his eyes out. He said it was a moving violation.
Ow.
Went into a forest.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you pouring more?
I'm seeing.
Because this is the last joke.
This should make it better then.
Last joke.
All right.
I was walking in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to chop down a tree, needed firewood.
Mm-hmm.
Walk up, talking tree, starts stopping him.
Yeah.
And I have an axe, and he sees it. He says, "You can't cut me down."
Mm.
I'm a talking tree.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, you're a talking tree, but you're going to dialogue."
Wow. That one's interesting. Dialogue. All right.
Dialogue.
Mm.
So those are the jokes, for the special.
That was special.
So what do you think, Rob?
I think
should I continue my career in comedy?
I think you should.
Okay.
I like dialogue.
Secondhand store is great.
I didn't quite get to the
you didn't get to the punchline, but you could have even left it
saw a one-handed man in a secondhand store. Exactly. That's dad.
So that was our old dad joke special. We hope y'all have enjoyed. We got to see a little bit of what JB brings in the episodes from a dad joke perspective. There's much more. So please watch all of the episode.
What did we pay on secondary for the old dad joke?
It was expensive. It was definitely expensive. I don't have a dad joke to answer that. That would have been fantastic.
But yes, you would have.
It was a good setup. So thank you all so much for hanging with us. We've really enjoyed these episodes so far.
Yeah.
We're glad we're able to do something a little bit different, a little bit special.
And so how can they find us, Rob?
So they can find us at jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. It's going to have all of our social media, our Patreon, our Facebook, our Instagram, our podcatchers, and our YouTube video channel. Highly recommend to watch us that way. Support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon at the Apostle tier, you're able to join us for an episode each year.
So you can hear the dad joke fresh.
You can hear it fresh. Fresh crack dad joke.
Fresh crack.
I know.
Fresh crack. It may be a new segment.
It may be a new segment. Dad joke. And it makes me a little sad inside, but I look forward to it.
You're the one who made it, buddy.
I did. So you can see content like that. Maybe bring some dad jokes.
Yeah.
And see if you can make us break.
We're always welcome to some good dad jokes.
You're always welcome to some good dad jokes. So with that, cheers.
Cheers.